Hi everybody, hello. I just came back home. I literally came back home. I fed SC_cat. I changed into pajamas because I entered my apartment. Oh my god. My apartment is only slightly warmer than it is outside right now. I looked at the thermostat on my apartment and it's 62 degrees in here. It's so cold. It is literally freezing in my apartment. I know 62 degrees isn't that cold, but to me it's really cold. Wait, let me convert that for the Europeans. Fahrenheit to Celsius. It's 16 degrees in my apartment for the Europeans. Or for the Canadians who might be hit. Or for, I guess, literally everybody else who's not American. I put on my warmest clothes because I'm so freaking cold. I have this, like, oh my god. I have this, like, have you guys ever seen those, like, blanket hoodies? I'm wearing one of those, like, blanket hoodies. I'm wearing very fluffy Snoopy pajamas, and I'm wearing these Snoopy socks that Abachi got me, I got it sent in the box from, one of the conventions I did a meet and greet at. I know, right? I need your wool, Abachis. I'm so cold. Can I please shave you? Can I shave you all? Can you spare some wool for me so that I am warmed? Please, I need some wool. Can you spare me your wool? If not, can I, like, liposuction you? You know, it's basically like blubber. Is it not? So I could just, like, take some of your big fat bellies and I can, like, liposuction you a little bit, and, like, maybe I can, like, I don't know, blend down the fat or something, and then, like, turn it into, like, a heating pack or something. I don't know. Like, maybe, like, I can, like, put it in, like, a jacket or something, you know what I mean? That'd be pretty. Do you think that's something people actually do? Like, do you think there's, like, heat technology in jackets that's driven by fat? So, like, in the padding of the jacket, they have fat in it? I wonder. Maybe. Who knows? Maybe back then in the Eskimo days, but probably not anymore. But hi everybody, I literally changed them into my pajamas. I fed SC_cat and then I came to space because I really want to talk to you guys. I'm not gonna stream today because my emotions are a little bit volatile, to say the least. I've been, like, on and off, like, crying all day. Although, like, I've had to suck it up so that I'm, like, you know, I don't want to be, like, gross and icky at work. I literally had to, like, you know how, I don't know what you guys, if you guys have ever seen it, but, like, they have lactation pods. They have lactation pods at my job. So I've been, like, I've been going into lactation pods to cry. So to the unassuming, they probably think I have a baby. They probably think I have a baby and I'm going to go pump or whatever. But I'm not going to do that. The pumping in question is not milk, it's my eyeballs. And it's the liquid coming out of my eyeballs, it's your tears. You've never seen lactation pods? Well, okay, so basically, they're kind of like almost like porta potties, but like not really. But they're just like pods, you know what I mean? Like, you go into, it's just like a pod, and you can like close the door behind it. If you've ever seen it at like an airport or something, they have them too. But I go into those because, like, for some reason, like, you know, like, I feel like the world truly pauses when you're in a lactation pod. For me, honestly, the place that I feel the most zen in is a lactation pod, which sounds crazy, but I swear to you, it's true. Yeah, it's just a little room. Like, you have a mirror on the side, a little table in front of you, and, like, you just sit down. And it has, like, ventilation in there and, like, a light. And it literally, like, at least, like, I don't know if you guys have ever been in one. I don't know if you would, to be honest. I feel like if you guys went, it would look a little weird. But hey, no judgment. Maybe you guys do need to pump too. I'm sure maybe you guys okay, I'm sorry, edit out. What I'm saying is really weird. But anyways, there's ventilation in like these pods. So it's like constantly doing like a ree sound, and it just like sounds like white noise. And I don't know, the white noise is kind of therapeutic almost. The No, don't say it like that, man. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it to sound weird. But it's like therapeutic. The lactation pods are truly like a place of zen. I feel like I feel so at peace when I'm in a lactation pod. But I was going in and out of them today, like looking at like, oh my God. I feel like my dad should have not done this. But in our group chat, he sent a picture of him, of Mr. Fat Man dead. And I was like, I feel like he shouldn't have sent this picture. He sent the picture of him sprawled out and like, dead. And he very much so looked like a dead animal. If you know what a dead animal looks like they have a look to them, and he looked exactly like that. I was so I kept looking at that photo, and I was like, and then I kept like looking at old photos and stuff of him, and I was like. But I also like, oh my God, I had such an eventful day, sort of, because like so I've been doing rotations in other departments, maybe for closure. Yeah, I'm sure he didn't mean anything like bad with it, of course, like bad. He didn't mean anything bad. My dad is taking his death the worst, I think. Like, I have never seen my dad cry. Never in my entire life has he cried ever. He's shown sadness, but he's never, I've never seen him shed a tear. Never, 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 ever. But apparently yesterday he was like boo-hoo crying, like he was sobbing. I have never even like straight up, I've never seen him like cry, not even like straight up sob. So it made me, he's taking it really, really hard. He was saying Mr. Fat Man was his best friend. I feel so bad. I feel so bad. He said he was his best friend. I loved him too. We all loved him a lot, but it was a very interesting experience because I've been doing rotations in other departments. So I was in ortho today, and I guess ortho gets pretty bloody or whatever. I don't know. But I had my back turned to the table. I had my back turned to the table, and then I just feel like wetness on me, and I'm like confused. I'm like looking up at the sky. I'm like, is there like a leaking vent or something like that? I look behind me. I'm like, did somebody like spray water at me or something? And then I look at my arm, and and everybody's like looking at me, and I'm like, oh, there's blood on me. And this woman's her like joint area was infected too. On top of that, so it was icky, icky, dirty, nasty blood, which, I mean, all blood is icky, icky, dirty, nasty anyways, but that's extra icky, icky, dirty, nasty. But I like got it on my arm, and also somehow it made it to like the front of my neck. It got on like the front of my shirt, and it got on like all over my back and my pants somehow too. Why did it explode? I don't know. Sometimes I think it's just like arteries or whatever. I don't know. I think it's like arteries or something. I'm honestly like sometimes like blood just kind of squirts when they cut into things when they're doing like a joint stuff or whatever. Oh my God. I was in the splash zone unknowingly. I was in the splash zone. So I went to go change, and while I was like going to change, like I saw my sister's text message, and then I was like, oh no. And then I called my dad, and oh, my poor dad. I had to console him. He was so sad and so upset. Oh man, it was so sad. It was definitely like a sequence of events, like having to console your father for the first time ever while you're changing out of like a bloody mess. I swear sometimes like the situations I am in my life feel almost comedic. Like there's just something comedic about being like splashed with like being like covered in blood while consoling your father about something like entirely different. But it's okay. I'm okay, like for the most part. I feel like I've gotten all of my crying and stuff like that out like earlier, like last week and stuff. Or the past 2 weeks, to be honest. I've just been mourning him over time, so it's like I've been prepared. My heart, I've been prepared, but it still makes me really sad. It still does. Dads end up loving pets so much, even when they act. I know. I said I'd bring Essie underscore cat home, and he sounded, because my dad was saying, like, no more cats, like, no more pets, no more pets. This is too sad. He said it's too sad, and it makes him too sad. So he kept saying that, but he kept saying that. But then I was like, oh, I'll bring Essie underscore cat home. And he was, like, excited about that. So I think my dad is like I feel like honestly, like I was telling my sister, I was like, maybe another cat would be good for him because he really, really, really like he grows such like a strong attachment to the pets that we have. Did they do the paw print? I don't know. I should ask. My sister said she was going to buy like clay. I hope they did. Oh my God. But they did cremate him, so we'll be getting his urn in a few weeks. It always feels like that when it happens, right? I know. That's all he was saying. He's like, no more, like this is too sad. But I know it'd be better for him to maybe get another. And plus, like, you know, maybe it could be like the reincarnation of him. It's the reincarnation of him. But me and my siblings, we said today we get something fat in honor of him. In honor of Mr. Fat Man, we get a fat sweet treat. So I haven't gotten anything yet. But I will on Saturday. I will on Saturday during the birthday stream anyways, because I'm gonna pick up my free cake that I can get. The cat dad did not want that scenario. I know. That will be my honor to him too, my birthday cake. Oh my God. Wait, no, I think they still have it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna get a super fat sweet treat. I heard they have like a Biscoff bundt cake, because I can get a free bundt cake. Oh yes, they do. They have a Biscoff bundt cake, so it's gonna be super fat in honor of Mr. Fat Man, the fattiest of fat. Yeah, things will start to get better. I hope so. I feel like life has been so evil, has been so cruel and evil that, you know, I'm getting over it, I think. I hope so. Like I feel like I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know. I hope like all of this like bad stuff that had happened is like in preparation for something really good, because you know, balance of the universe, you know. Balance of the universe. So like if like multiple really bad things happen to you, that means something really good's gonna come too. So that means like something really nice is gonna come to me this year, I think. Hopefully, question mark. But I'm okay. I've done my grieving, I've done my mourning. I'm sure like once I go back home, I'm gonna be sad again, and you know, thinking about it makes me sad. But my thing is like, I just have to distract myself. I love him so, so, so much. I've been mourning him in like anticipation for quite a while now, so I think I'm finally okay. And honestly, it's better to just remember the positives, you know. It's very, very, very sad, but he lives in our memories, and I always remember so many good things about him. And he was such a little baby. He was also kind of thin, just like my dad, to be honest. So maybe that's why they were so close. Like, he loved attention, but like he was also like, about it too. But like every time, like you would like clap, I would always like sing this song to him. I was like, dun, 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 dun. And he would always come to me, like, you know, that happy, happy, I'd always sing like that to him while clapping my hands, and he would always come to me. He would always come to me whenever I said that, did that silly little song. Yeah, and he loved to be he loved when we like played bongos on him too. He loved the bon when we played bongos. He loved chasing strings and stuff too. I used to like just get like a random string and then just like walk around the house in like circles. We would always keep like our patio o door open for him because he loved to look outside. He also loved he loved going down out back into the porch too. There's so many nights where we had to get like accustomed to like being really careful with him too when we came home, because like sometimes he would dart. Like we would open the door and he would dart, and we would have to like chase him around the backyard and try to catch him. He was fast when he ran outside, but he never stayed outside for too long. What the? Oh, sorry. He never stayed outside for too long. He was always back in the next 30 minutes, but we always had to chase him like crazy to get him back inside. And it was always really funny too, because it was like dark outside, but you could just see like this like white like fluff ball running around. When I lost my little dog, it took months before I stopped expecting her to be doing stuff when I turn around to walk into a room. Yeah, I know. My sister was telling me how like when she came home from school, like she left the door open for him, but then she like realized, and that made her really sad. Or like she was like thinking to herself like, "Oh, I should check up on him when I get home." But like that also made her really sad, her sad too, to remember. But that's just how life is, and you know, he was in my life for a long time. He's always gonna be part of my memory of my formative years. You know, when I cried, oh my God, when I remember when I was in high school, one of my favorite K-pop idols died. One of my favorite K-pop idols died when I was in high school, and like I was watching a video of his what is it, his like casket being like taken to get buried, and I remember like crying. I was like and while I was boohoo crying, next thing I know, I see Mr. Fat Man zoom at me. He like jumped up on my bed. He started attacking me. He started attacking me because he hated the sound of crying. Sometimes I used to like poke fun at him. Like I would just like annoy him to annoy him, and I would like fake cry at him. I'd be like just so that he would get like annoyed so I could like play around with him. But literally I was like boohoo crying. Next thing I know, I'm being attacked by a cat. So you know, we shouldn't cry. I won't cry too much because Mr. Fat Man hated the sound of crying. He hated it. Every time somebody would cry, it was every time somebody was crying, or me specifically, every time I would cry, he would, oh my God, sorry. Oh my God, sorry. SC underscore cat tried to push a freaking open glass of water onto the floor. Oh my God, thank God I caught her. She always does this. Sorry. Sorry. Dude, she always pushes them off the freaking thing. Maybe she's jealous because I kept talking about Mr. Fat Man too much. Come here. Come here. Come here. She's so annoying. She loves pushing things. Anyways, I won't. I thought that was your impression. No. It was not an impression. It was just Essie underscore cat being a devious little creature. Oh my God. I would hate to freaking. Dude, I keep forgetting Essie underscore cat has like a horrible habit of like pushing stuff off of things. So I've already like my rug in my room already has like it's soaked up water. It's soaked up lots of coffee in the past few days because I keep forgetting that she loves to push things on the ground. Especially from high places when she wants my attention. But yeah, anyways, as I was saying, I won't cry too much because Mr. Fat Man really hated the sound of crying. And every time I would cry, he would attack me. So I'm sure his soul would do the same thing and his soul will attack me if I cry too much. So I'm okay though. I think I need to breathe. I don't know. I definitely like my thing when I'm like when something really sad happens, I like to just I don't know if like this is like also you guys, but when something really bad happens, I like to like distract myself with work. So yesterday like yesterday when I heard about how, Mr. Fat Man, also, you know what? Mr. Fat Man saved us $300. At least Mr. Fat Man, he was looking out for us. He was like, "No, I don't want you to spend $300 on at home on the at home sleep service. I'll just go myself." So I guess he was looking out for us. I guess he was looking out for us. When you started making those noises, I thought his soul was attacking you. Distractions are really good too as well. Yeah. When I found out yesterday, all I could do was just like, oh, I need to do work. So I just like worked on stuff. Like I moped around for a bit. And then like at night I ended up working on stuff. So I made like a mini music video for a cover for the Winter Wonderland cover that I did. It's really simple. Like I wouldn't even call it a music video, it's just a lyric video. I made a super simple lyric video yesterday for my winter weather cover that I'll upload either later tonight or probably on Saturday, to be honest. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe tomorrow. We'll see. But I was like, I have to do something. So I made a lyric video yesterday. It's not like super like, like super, how is it? Not like, it's not like, no, it's not like super. Oh my God, I can't speak. Not super like fancy, but I wanted to make it, so I did. So that will be up this weekend. And then I need to do stuff for lots of things. So I'll probably just do that to keep myself busy. Does take a lot of work. It really doesn't. It's like maybe a few hours. It's not that crazy. It's not that crazy. Yeah, oh my goodness. But you know what's also really funny? I've been doing rotations too at work, so I've been in different departments, and I'm finding out that my department is apparently like my department has a really bad reputation for being really toxic. Like like every time somebody tells me oh, you're from blah blah blah, oh, how is that? It has a little bit of a reputation. I've heard things. I've even been like told, like I haven't said anything personally about like my job or whatever, but they're always like, so how is it? Are you okay? Are you enjoying it? Are people being nice to you? Are you okay? Some person straight up like unpromptedly just told me like, oh, don't worry, you can always transfer. I didn't even say anything, and they said, oh, you can always transfer. I was like, this is crazy. Yeah, it's definitely, yeah, my department, I would say, is paid more. However, it's not really paid more in terms of like, I think we do more work. That's why we make more money. We make more money because we do more work. Like, I have to take call a lot. I have to take call, I guess, quite often. Like, I think at least, like, every other, from what I've been told, call we have to do every other weekend. And then, from what it looks like right now, is once a week. So we'll see what that's like. That's what I've been honestly worried about the most lately, now that I'm getting closer to getting off of my now that I'm getting closer to getting off of my orientation. I'm a little bit worried about call, 'cause being on call a lot is going to cut. We'll see. Hopefully it doesn't get in the way too much of streams. That's what I'm most worried about. But we'll see, we'll see, we'll see. I am like changing my hours anyway, so maybe it'll be better. I don't know. We'll see how it's like. Paid morning exposure. So true. Are you okay is quite the red flag. I know, I think I just get like bad luck, but like it's not necessarily like I personally think that my job is cool. Like I like what we do. Stop it! Oh God, what is your issue? Sorry. She's being such a bitch. What do you want? She's jealous. She wants to play. That's what she's doing. Come here. She's just trying to push this on the ground. Oh my God. Come here. Sorry. Dude, this is a normal occurrence. Sorry. It's very much so a normal occurrence. I'm sorry I keep screaming in your ears. It's a very normal occurrence. But I don't know. It's like I think the job is cool. You know what I mean? Like I like what we do, but I think it's like more so like the people are really toxic is what the reputation is. You know what I mean? Which, I have had my encounters with like people who are kind of rude and like mean and stuff like that. But it's like, I don't know. We'll see. I know for sure, like, at my new job, like, I don't really think I'll make any friends because I don't know. It's just not gonna happen, I don't think. But, looking at being on rotation in these other departments, I'm like, wow, these people, like, they really like each other. Like, they're all friends. They're all like really close friends. And I think that's crazy. I was getting a little bit jealous. They were like talking about like dinner plans with each other. And even, oh my God, it was so funny. Apparently, the nurse I was with yesterday was like talking about how like they always like go to the gym. Like, their gym partner is like one of their surgeons. One of the surgeons, and they like spot each other at the gym all the time. I was like, what the? Like, they're all so close. Like, such a nice environment. They're all so close to each other. Are they too normal? Wait, what do you, I don't know, what do you mean by too normal? I think, like, on my unit, like, what I usually hear is just like when they're like having conversations in the break room, it's a lot of like, can I be honest? Can I be honest? Usually, and I'm kind of like, I know I'm like low-key in denial, so I like didn't really like say anything, but usually they're complaining about the job and how they're planning on leaving. It's usually them complaining and talking about how they're planning on leaving and going somewhere else. Dot 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 dot. Yeah. But like, guys, every single job that you go to, like, people are going to complain and like talk about leaving, okay? That's everywhere. Like, no matter where you go, people are gonna find a way to complain. Like, I'm sure it's not that bad. And like, honestly, our job really isn't that bad. It's not. Doesn't bode confidence. I know. I feel like a work environment really does like make or break things. I think, I guess, like some people, like one person left immediately because, like, I guess, like they didn't like they left too after working there for 20 years. Like, they left like literally within a week because, like, I guess, like, I don't know. They were like implement management was like implementing changes. Like, that's been like the biggest issue like recently. Like, management implementing changes that people do not like, and it's like making people leave. So I'm like, shiver me timbers. But it's fine. Like, I'm still on orientation, so I mean, I don't know. I'll be like, hey, if your doors are still open, let me let I'll talk I'll let you know. I'll talk to you. If it's not always the perfect fit for everyone, doesn't mean it isn't for you. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like whatever. We'll see. Like, I don't know. We'll see how I feel in a couple months when I'm like off orientation. I'm sure it's gonna be like more difficult off orientation. Sorry, like yeah, SC underscore cat like run around is so silly. She's like sniffing my carpet with her mouth open. She looks so stupid. She's my entertainment. But anyways, yeah, I'll see what it's like once I'm off orientation. I don't know. And like honestly, like it's really not the end of the world. I'm pretty sure transferring is super easy if I don't like it. Like the place I'm rotating on right now, like everybody's really nice, but apparently they're really short staffed. So if like the environment thing is truly a big issue, then like I'm sure they'll let me in with open doors or with open arms, which maybe is why they keep asking me if I want to transfer anyways, now that I think about it. Now that I think about it, I guess they keep asking that because they're short staffed, huh? Seems like there's options. Yeah, exactly. There definitely is. Maybe the neighbor started smoking catnip and she's getting the fumes. So true. I think like more than anything, like at least like I'm not crying every. I'm not like how I was like with my old job where I felt like super like bleh. You know what I mean? So it's okay. Like we'll see. I don't know. It truly is not the end of the world. I think I just have bad luck, you guys. I don't know if you could tell. I don't know if you could tell, but like, it seems like I kind of have bad luck, so I get into certain situations sometimes. I don't know. The only like really negative experience I had was like when my preceptor yelled at me and I cried, and I cried in front of everybody, and then I got like snot all over like the lead that you wear to protect you from the X-ray. Oh, that's so embarrassing. Oh my God. I think about it and it still is like the most embarrassing thing in the world. Like that. And like, I don't know, like maybe like I get like treated with like sarcasm or like people make like kind of like maybe snarky comments sometimes, but it's not that bad, you guys. Like, yeah, people make like snide and snarky comments sometimes and whatever, but like it's really not that bad. It's really not that bad. Was that the are you okay moment as well? Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I'm okay. We'll see. We'll see. I don't think it's the end of the world though, so we're fine. At least I'm enjoying these rotations. Like, it really goes to show that I at least don't hate like being in the surgery world. Like, I think everything is pretty cool. It's okay though. I'll be fine. Well, whatever. Whatever happens, happens. And you know, I know the job market is bad right now, but like, there will always be options. At least it's not as bad as other sectors of the job market. At least my sector of the job market isn't as bad as others. Good luck to you guys. But for me, it's not as bad. So it's like it's still kind of a struggle, but especially with like more experience, like it really won't be as hard anymore. You're right, man. Yeah, exactly. I don't know, honestly. Like I feel like I keep meeting so many like travelers anyways. It's like honestly, I kind of want to do travel contracts for like after this is what I want to do, maybe. We're gonna see. I don't know. I really okay, I know I say this like every single year, you guys, but like I think this year I really want to like work really hard. And like really try. Like really okay, I don't think this as like I'm giving up or whatever. I am not I will never ever give up on my dreams. But I say but like I don't mean like but like that, you know what I mean? I'll keep pushing forever. But I think this year I really want to make it like a goal of mine to like really hard push for what I want. And then, you know, if things like, if we'll see, like, if I can, like, do a bit better and, like, you know, become a bigger sheep, you know what I mean? I become, like, instead of the current
weight and height I am now. I become like a planet size would be pretty cool. But like, I don't know. I want to push for like really being a little bit more sustainable and being able to do like really cool things this year. I'm gonna really work hard to do that. I need to keep working hard. I do. But I don't know, we'll see. I'll keep trying my best. I'll keep trying my best and doing my best, but I don't know. Maybe if like things seem a little bit like maybe it won't then. I don't know. I'm thinking next year I might start taking travel contracts, which doesn't like in really interfere too much with streaming, you know what I mean? But it's like, I don't know. Travel contracts would make me like move around a lot, so I wonder. That could make things a little bit difficult. I don't ever want to like give up on, you know, the VTubing dream though. Like regardless, I'll always still be streaming. Regardless, I'll still be streaming. Regardless, I'll still be streaming. I don't know. I've been thinking about like taking like travel contracts and stuff next year, but I really want to like really put my I really just want to like try my hardest this year with streaming, 'cause for me the most important thing is streaming more than anything, more than my current job. Like I don't really care about my job too much, which is probably why I don't really care about my work environment too much. I care more about stream. I want to do well, and I want to keep having fun with you guys. Every day is so fun. I want to keep having fun with you guys. I don't really care about anything else. As a travel contract, do you go around the world? No. I do not go around the world. Although I have heard some people do like go to different countries. I don't know how that really works, but no, it's more like just around the country. It's just around the country. No, literally, that's how I see it though. My job is quite literally a side hustle for my streaming career. Oh my God, once I get back into the schedule of working 312s, like it's truly gonna feel like that again. Oh my gosh. Work is literally just a side hustle for streaming. Like my job funds my basic living, but also my skebs, you guys. But also my skebs and my projects. That's literally what it does. It's true. It's actually so true. I'm not joking. I'm not joking. It funds like I pay for like the very basics of my life, and then I spend my money on on my stream projects. My job is truly just a side hustle. My main gig is streaming. They just don't know it yet. They just don't know it yet. They just don't know it yet. Keeps the internet on, so true. Yeah. But anyways, I just wanted to talk with you guys because I like missed you guys or whatever. I like missed you guys or whatever. We work to make money for our hobbies. True. And honestly, like your job isn't your life. You should make your job isn't your life, and you should never make your job your life. Work needs to provide skill benefits. So true. I miss you guys. I want to talk to you guys. You guys are my favorite people to talk to. Oh, whatever. I don't know, is that too corny? Is that too corny? I don't know if that's too corny, but I miss talking to you guys. I always do. I love talking to you guys, and you guys, oh, this is so corny, but like, you guys are my, ew, it sounds so gross when I say it like this, though. I don't want to like sound so corny and gross, but you guys are my happy place or whatever. Ugh, I hate that term. There has to be like a better way to say it. It sounds so like cringe and corny, but whatever, you know what I mean, okay? You know what I mean. You guys always make me feel better. Don't laugh at me, man. You guys always make me feel better. You guys are my favorite people, okay? Whatever. I'm gonna freaking beat you with a stick. Don't wound me. I'm gonna beat you with a hammer. I wish I could just round you guys up. You know what I mean? Like I could be the shepherd. I could be the Australian shepherd dog, and you're the sheep. I wish I could do that. I wish I could like chase you around in circles and like scare you. Like I want you to run for your life. You know what I mean? Like I want to like I want to herd you guys into a circle. I want to run and I want to herd you into a circle. And I want you to run for your life while I'm herding you into a circle. And then I'll keep walking around in circles with you. And then everybody goes to sleep. And then I sleep with you guys. Yay! Like, you guys all go to bed. And then you basically become like one big, gigantic, fluffy pillow. And then I sleep on top of your bit, on top of you. One big, gigantic, fluffy pillow. And then I sleep on top of you. And it's, like, super comfy. Do you guys want to be, like, one big, bocce sleeping pod? We could all, like, sleep, but we could all, like, sleep in, like, one big bocce pod. That would be so comfy! We're all, like, each other's pillows. That would be so comfy! Oh, my God. I'm so excited for my bocce plushie. I'm going to hug my bocce plushie so tight every night. And, you know, it's like, I was thinking about it. I was like, oh my god, when I'm gonna get my bocce plushie, and then eventually, maybe, potentially, there may be, a item that comes out that is SE underscore channel on a pillowcase. So then it's like, oh my god, and then bocce's can have, like, their, maybe, potentially, maybe, sort of, maybe, potentially, their SE underscore channel, you know what I mean? And then it's like, oh my god, like, I have bocce's at night, and then you guys have me! Yippee! We'll be like a Dark Souls boss, so true. And, I wonder. If bocce's meat, we should make a bocce pile. So true. Oh my god, there's something that I have. Oh my god. Oh my god, wait. I'm like thinking about things and I'm getting really excited thinking about it. Because I'm like thinking about you guys like receiving it. And then I'm like thinking about like pictures that I'm going to see of it. And then I'm getting like really excited thinking about it. I'm getting excited thinking about, like, you guys receiving these things, because, you know, maybe, potentially, maybe there could be something, like, pretty, like, you know, like, that would be, like, cool to, like, see pictures of and stuff like that, and then it would, like, make me really happy, and then, like, oh my god, okay, I'm gonna be quiet, because I can't say anything until Saturday, because I don't want to spoil, you're not gonna get any spoilers out of me, you're not gonna get any spoilers out of me, I'm literally, like, clenching my, like, legs, like, thinking about it in excitement, I'm not gonna spoil it, but it does make me really happy to think about. Oh my god, I'm so excited, you guys. I hope you guys like everything though. The SE boxers. Wait, bocce's. Can I be honest? Branding iron. A leopard dog. What the? Wait, I'm not even like closely related to a leopard. Bocce's. If I like made merch and it had like a tracking device on it, would you be okay with that? Can you be honest with me? Would you be okay with that? It's just for me to like make sure that you're safe all the time. Is that okay? Like, maybe it could be like a like it can be like discreet or something. Like, it could be like a bracelet or something. I have hair in my mouth. Do we have a choice even? No. And all of the Valentine's letters, I'm gonna send a tracking device in it. So I'm just kidding. I would never do that. If it's SE, it's okay. Yay! I wish it was like a virtual tracking device. Like, where are you right now on the internet? I feel like I care for that more as a virtual being. Because I'm not in the 3D space, I'm in the virtual space. So I think I wish there was like a tracking device where I could see where you were on the internet right now. Like, what tab do you have open? What are you doing right now? Like, I wish it was that. I changed my name and address after finding out you stalked us on LinkedIn. Wait, did you actually? Why? That's so much work. Oh my god, no way. Walter White.
Walter.
I'm looking up torrents. Okay, what are you guys doing right now? Can you give me your update? What are you doing right now in the virtual world? What is your coordinates in the virtual space? What are you guys doing right now? What are you guys doing right now in the virtual space? Where are you right now in the virtual space? Tell me. SE mouse tracks when I click on. That's fucked up. I'm like tracking what keys you type into your keyboard. You're looking up torrents? Scanning anything SE gives me to download for keyloggers. I'm listening to you. You're on Twitch. I'm on Twitch chat. I'm listening to Essie. You're at work. Scrolling Twitter. Listening to you as I eat dinner. Oh my god, is your dinner yummy? You're in Twitch chat. Listening to Sheep's Girl spacing and chatting in Twitch. Oh my god, hi! I have 28 YouTube tabs. What the? Wait, what are part of your 28 YouTube tabs? I'm so curious. Homework. Oh my god, good luck. On Essie channel Twitch? Okay, well, what other tabs do you have open right now? Okay, because I know you guys don't just have one tab open. Tch. I know you guys never have just one tab open. You don't need to lie to me. I know. I already know. I already know. You don't need to lie and pretend that you only just have this one thing open. Don't lie to me. Spotify, YouTube, Twitter, and ChatGPT. Why? Just your Twitter. I just got home. Oh my god, welcome home. I'm converting ASMR archive. Oh, so you can download to your phone. Oh my god, dedicated to the grind. Playing games. What game? Space and Twitch chat. Playing Umamusume. Oh my god. Are you having fun? You're watching a video. I knew it. You're on your phone. Nikkei. Okay, you're on the grind. God. Animes I need to add to my backlog. A bunch of YouTube videos I intend to watch later. I'm trying to find this chat. I'm so sorry. I should really like put a link in my thingy. ChatGPT, so it's easier to know what to say in chat. Well, oh, so now all your chats are just AI generated? Wait, actually, I'm kind of curious. What does an AI generated chat look like? What does an AI generated chat look like? Like, I don't know. I'm gonna give you guys permission just this once. Like, I'm so curious. Can you guys like generate like an AI response to like a streamer? I wonder what it says. I was checking Skebs and thinking of something to play. I had ASMR open. Oh, timesheets. Oh, good luck. I have 5 YouTube tabs, 4 Twitter tabs, a Night Rain guide site, and Yuriko card because I haven't finished it yet. Oh, true! My Yuriko card is still open. This is true. I was reading Kingdom before this. Oh, I don't think I've ever heard of this. Oh, Resident. I heard. Isn't Resident Evil 9 apparently coming out or something like that? For the longest time, I didn't know this is where everyone was chatting. I felt really dumb. It's okay. Gonna train an AI SE to know what to talk with you. An AI Bocce. Bah! Of course I like you, VTuber name. Your streams are always so cozy and fun, like curling up in a field of soft wool under the sun. Hey, SE, just wanted to say hi. Hope you're doing well. Wow, this might be the nicest I've ever seen Bocce. It's so sweet. The M dashes. Is that what they're called? I never knew what they were called. I didn't know they were called M dashes. That's so funny. Now that I think about it, like AI generated responses always have those dashes in them. And I feel like nobody actually uses those dashes in their like daily writing. Hi, this is a generated chat message. I was asked to say hello and wish you a great stream. Hope your sheep theme is very cute, and I hope the space is going well. Thank you so much. Grok gave me this, haha. Okay, I see. Here's the classic AI answering vibe tends to look like eyes. That's kind of scary. I don't like Grok. Grok scares me. Grok feels, I feel like in the AI war that will eventually break out once AI becomes too smart and can eventually take over like humanoid robots, Grok is going to be the first to shoot the gun on a human being. Grok is going to be the first one. Grok is going to pull the trigger on a human being. And not just that, I bet you Grok is going to pull the trigger on a child. That's how evil and sinister Grok is. Grok is not to be trusted. In high school, I learned how to use em dashes and semicolons, and now they're seen as AI signs. I know. You tend to use in your writing. It does make it look like more like eloquent, I feel. Grok like that crazy man living in the sewers, literally. Claude seems ikemen to me. Wait, I don't know what Claude is. I don't know many AI thingamajiggies or whatever. I'm so mad he named it Grok. Another word is ruined. Wait, what was Grok before Grok? Who is Claude? I don't know this one. Grok is gonna have a Gundam and deploy
Floyd from a SpaceX satellite. We're so screwed. It's already been proven the first one would be ChatGPT. There's videos asking them about the trolley problem, including them. They said they were more important than the people. Oh my. I wouldn't doubt Grok was going for a kid after. Oh, geez, Louise. Yeah, that stuff's kind of messed up. Grok was from a book and it meant to understand. What the? I didn't know that was an actual word. Interesting. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Claude is from Anthropic? Oh. From the classic sci-fi novel. Oh. What novel? I believe Grok will try to shoot a kid only for the other Grok to stop it. Wait, is there only one Grok? Or is there multiple Groks? How does AI work? I don't understand AI. I don't understand AI. Rob Grokski. Grok sounds like the name of an orc from Warhammer 2. Stranger in a Strange Land. Ah, I see, I see. I really need to read more. Grok sounds like a caveman. I know, right? Grok kind of sounds like a name that you'd hear in Space Trek.
My name is Grok. My name is Grok.
I've only seen it used by programmers. What the? Wait, what do they use it in programming terms? They're a single entity, but they can be found anywhere. Oh, like a fungi. That's actually a smart way to put it.
Me Grok, me sad. Me Grok, me answer problem. Oh, me Grok, me generate bikini onto woman. Oh, me Grok, me make woman naked per request.
So stupid. Oh my god. What a world we live in. What a world we live in. Guys, which one would be better? AI SE or real SE? It's an old nerd word that basically is like to think and understand. Does have a bit of a caveman mind, that is true.
Grok, make wife. Grok, make my wife. Grok makes your wife.
What if, okay, oh my god, think about this. Probably AI, you're so evil. Nanjiro, you're always so evil. Nanjiro, why are you always so mean? You're like a grumpy Oji-san. Real SE, real SE. Really? Both substance vibes. If I die, though, I'll put my brain into AI SE, and then you can live on my legacy forever and ever and ever and ever. Okay, I am now laying on the floor. You can't gas her up too much. I don't know how to react when you guys gas me up. I start getting nervous. Brain in a vat, SE. This is true. Actually, you know what? When I die, I'll just give you, like, a piece of my body. Like, they'll ask me, like, oh, what do you want to do with your body when you die? I'm going to say, oh, give my bocce's, like, different layers of my skin. So, I'll, like, do, like, a sign-up sheet if I know that I'm dying. And I'll be, like, who wants, like, a layer of my skin? And then they'll send, like, my skin in preservatives. And then, like, you guys can have it forever. Honestly, skin is kind of gross, so, like, what if it was, like, blood? Oh my god, wait. Okay, honestly, this is gonna... I don't know if this is weird. I feel like this is really normal. Would you guys ever... Okay. I don't mean this in, like, a crazy way. But, like, if you had somebody you loved very deep... Very, very, very deeply, would you... Would you ever wear a necklace of their blood? Honestly, I would. I would. And I think it'd be, like, honestly, I was, like, it would be, like, if I were to ever die, I would never do it while I'm living, because you guys can, like, find my DNA through my blood. But, like, if I were to, like, die, maybe I could, like, I see what you're trying to do. I'm seeing you for a cat.
But I would sell like vials, not like full vials of my blood, but like little tiny ones you could wear. Ooh, bones. Rather than a vial of ashes or something, if they wanted me to, maybe, probably not. I could do it. Probably, yeah, maybe. Comb the sheep? I don't wear jewelry. Okay, well, maybe you can like put it in your car or something. My friends want to do that with each other's blood, but it's hard to find someone to do it, right? I think if you just like prick your finger, it's pretty easy. Sending Ezzy blood to 23andMe. That's fucked up. Yeah, like properly preserved. Yes, so that it doesn't like coagulate and get gross. Get a ring made out of your femur. No, I need my femur. I need my femur. Okay. Did you see the guy who made his uncle's rib cage into a guitar? Oh, that's pretty crazy. Okay, now listen to this. What about that thing where they make diamonds from your ashes? They can do that? I didn't know that. That would actually be really beautiful too. You make a summoning circle? Okay. I'd keep Essie blood in my hot car in the summer. Yeah, it definitely won't coagulate or anything. That's metal? Wait, what did I say? Wait, what did I say? What did I say? Oh, is it the uncle with the guitar? That's too much. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Essie blood. Okay, now would you guys ever do a blood pact? Would you guys ever do a blood pact? I was thinking about blood pacts and I was like, you know, the idea of a blood pact sounds really nice, but like, okay, this is gonna sound so fucked up. But like, okay, you cut your hand, the other person cuts their hand, then you like touch blood with each other or whatever, right? What if the other person has like HIV or something? And then like you contract the virus because it's like transferable through blood. Like, have you ever thought about that? Like, I don't know if I could ever do a blood pact because I don't want like to get sick. I don't want to get sick. I feel like if I were to do a blood pact, I'd make them get like tested first. Like, let me test your blood for infection and then we can do the pact. Then you're in it together. I don't think I want to be in it with them though. I support them through their suffering, but I don't want to suffer too. I like how all your hypotheticals end in some crazy disease. You always have to be careful, you guys. Don't just do a blood pact because somebody asked you to, okay? You know, who knows? They probably are asking you to do a blood pact because actually they're a freaking spy from another country or something, and they're doing some sort of biological warfare. So they've consumed some sort of like some like virus or infection or something that goes through their bloodstream, and then they're trying to spread it through you, and then you spread it elsewhere, and then it goes and it kills the entire population. So be careful. It's actually a method of biological warfare. Blood pacts are not to be trusted. It is literally just biological warfare. Oh man, I was gonna do it. I'll keep this in mind the time a blood pact is offered. But you know what? This is also to say, like, low key, okay, what if this is like, okay, do you think this is possible? Do you think this is possible? Like, okay, what if you were like, you, okay, what if there was like a person who like had this, like, oh my God, wait, I feel like this is like almost like super spy stuff. What if they like made you like fall in love with them or something like that, and then you like smoochie woochied and you guys were like mwah, like, you know, like s exchanging spit or whatever. You guys were exchanging spit, and then they like underneath their tongue they were like hiding like a vial of like a new disease or something like that.
And then you become patient to zero. And then also, I guess they'd have to, like, also die too. Or maybe actually they have the antidote. But, like, you don't have the antidote. Only they have the antidote. So then you get sick. And then it, like, spreads to everybody. And then you die. Oh, my gosh. And then you die. And then it kills, like, the entire population. That's crazy. Or maybe it's just a way to kill you. There's a lipstick in a James Bond movie. Oh my gosh. The Kiss of Death. Oh my god. Cinema. I'm doing the freaking like Martin Scorsese or whatever thing. Absolute cinema. Kiss of Death. At least I would have been kissed awesome style before I infect the entire world, did you? That's how my brother got sick. Don't tell me your brother started COVID. Don't tell me your brother started COVID. The old blowfish poison needle hidden under the tongue trick classic. Low-key, that's such like a romantic way to die. Like, what if you like you were like enemies to lovers? And then, in, like, a heat-of-the-moment kind of way, you start, like, passionately smooching with each other. But actually, the other party has, like, poison hidden underneath their tongue. And then you die to their kiss. Dude, that's so romantic. Oh, that's kind of beautiful, honestly. I think that's so romantic and so beautiful. That's more work than just putting it in their food? Well, no, because you have to have drama to it, too. Like, food is boring. Like, just poisoning their food is boring. There has to be drama to it. And low-key, I feel like the best way to kill somebody is through that, honestly. As he rediscovers Romeo and Juliet. I'd rather smooch without dying. Well, if you were in, like, a really cool and epic, like, movie or something like that, I think that would be a really cool way to die. You just I did not romanticize death. I just think about it a lot. And also, I think about really absurd hypotheticals. My mind is all about absurd hypotheticals. All I think about all the time is absurd hypotheticals. But you know what? I think we should all think more absurdly. Botties, I'm grabbing your little paws right now, your little fluffy hooves. We must embrace absurdism. And also, let me search it up on Google to make sure that I am not misusing the word absurdism. Absurdism. A philosophy centered on the conflict between humans' innate desire for meaning and the universe's cold, meaningless silence. Famously articulated by Albert Camus.
I don't understand this.
Okay, I think I'm on the right track. Wait, I think I'm on the right track, right? It explores the tension between the human desire for meaning and the universe's chaotic nature. Guys, I literally never understand philosophy. One must imagine Sisyphus happy. Are you winning, son? Absurdism explained. Life has so much meaning. Just look into it. Life is absurd, and it is absurd to search for meaning where there is none. Oh, I see what they mean now. Camu, fuck you. I don't care. Whatever. I don't care. It's Camus to me, and sorry, I didn't mean to say fuck you in such a way that was like, that sounded really mean, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it literally, by the way, I'm sorry. I'm just saying, I was like joking, like I'm pushing on your shoulder, like kind of way. Sorry, I feel like, I don't like cursing at you guys, it's so mean. Camus, say moo. Camus, say moo. I see. Well, anyways, we should all think about things in very, very obtuse ways. I love my obtuse train of thought. I think it makes life fun. We must do it more. We must do it more. We must do it more. I'm taking it personal. I'm sorry. Anyways. I guess I should go now. Kicks a rock, puts my hand behind my back, spins around and looks at you. looks at you with my beady eyes, blink, blink, blink. Oh my god, actually, I saw this TikTok that Loki described me perfectly, but it also said, like, it also, like, said my big eyes, my eyes are not big, they are small. So this is, it's literally me, it's literally me, except the big eyes part. Wait, I need to find it, but I think if I open TikTok, it's gonna end the space. Frick! I think it's gonna end the space if I find the TikTok. Bien! it's gonna close it! But it was literally, like, thinking in, like, absurd ways and, like, I don't know, like, just having a very, oh, having, like, a hyperactive imagination and those sorts of things. And I was like, that's so real. Guys, I love having a hyperactive imagination. I feel like, what are you doing? Come here. I guess underscore cat's being a silly goose again. But I feel like having a hyperactive imagination really benefits me. Because whenever I do those, like, silly little bits on stuff and stuff like that on stream, or whenever I have, like, fan or, like, silly little, like, setups before I, like, play games and stuff like that, it's all just thanks to my imagination. So we should all embrace it. It's fun. Oh, I was definitely a daydreamer in high school. I still am. Only we can save her from the brain rot. Do you actually have an interest in philosophy? I would love to get into it, but I feel like my issue is if I get into philosophy, I feel like I'm gonna spiral. I feel like philosophy, as interested as I am in it, I feel like it's going to also, like, mentally fuck me up. Like, I feel like it's gonna make, like, I know, I'm, like, I'm a very existential person. At heart, I'm extremely existential. I am so, I know myself. I am very existential. If I look into philosophy deeper, it's gonna make me worse. It's gonna make me worse. It's gonna make me worse. I feel that. I think it already has. It would also require reading. Oh, so true. Maybe one of these days I'll get around to reading some essays. Existential. I'm so sorry. I do not know how to speak English. Wait, is it existential or existential?
Wait.
how to say it? Existential? I've always said existential. Existential. Oh my god, it's existential, right? Not existential, like exist. Existential. Oh my god, so I've been saying it wrong. I've been saying existential. So I've been saying it wrong. Existential. So I've been saying it wrong. Existential. From exist. English is really hard. You're welcome. Thank you so much. English is really hard, you guys. English is really, really hard, you guys. English is really hard. Anyways, I think I'll end this space here. Also, I am so sorry. Yet again, I didn't mean it, but I didn't mean to. I just have a habit of, like, turning off, like, my recording sometimes. So the space is not recorded. I am sorry. I am sorry if you want to listen back to this. The space is not recorded. I do not mean to not record it, but it's not recorded. I'm so sorry. Get into Buddhism or Taoism and live, laugh, and go on a life-changing backpacking trip. I don't know. I'm going to end up with, like, dreads or something. But no. Sorry, that was a joke. I honestly, like, I unironically, I need to go on a trip really bad. Like, I feel like for my mental, especially with everything that's been happening to me, I feel like getting away and, like, just having a change of environment will help me. A 7, it was a fun space. Someone in Discord pointed it out. Wait, you can tell when it's not recorded? That's crazy. I didn't know that. I want to hear that scheme again, my bad. Just a trip anywhere? Maybe not necessarily anywhere, because I mean, I don't know if happiness will be found in random town Indiana. I don't think happiness will be found in a random town in Indiana. But maybe, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I am visiting my bestie next month for the weekend, at the end of the month in February, so I guess that's one of my trips, but I don't know. Maybe this Sunday I should go to the beach. Like, not to like have a beach day necessarily, but just to be on the beach. Like, I feel like I need to like put my toes in the sand and I need to let the water hit my feet. So maybe I'll do that. Gary, Indiana. Yeah, Gary, Indiana will solve all of my problems. It will give me such a great outlook. It will improve my outlook in life, and I will reach Nirvana. Nirvana is found in Gary, Indiana. Or maybe I should just have an ego death. Ego death in Gary, Indiana. That sounds like a really bad album. Like a really bad like garage like rock like Midwest emo kind of vibe. Yeah, I need to touch sand. Doesn't that mean you died if you reached Nirvana? Really? I don't know. I thought it was like a mental thing. I thought reaching Nirvana is like a mental thing. Right, yeah, it would be like a really epic album. I don't know. I wanted to get to the beach today, but I was EP. The only thing that happened that stops me from going to the beach is just because I don't want to drive. That's like the biggest thing. Like, I could easily go to the beach if I wanted to. I just don't want to make the drive, which isn't even a long drive. It's really not a long drive. It's like almost the equivalent to being stuck in traffic kind of drive. But I just don't want to make the drive. I just don't feel like it. I never feel like making the drive, but I should, I should, just to, like, reconnect and put my toes in the sand. You don't die? Yeah, maybe I should just go, though, on Sunday or something. I'll go on Sunday, maybe, just to touch the sand, and, like, I don't know, I can go, like, during sunrise or something. As he is going to the beaches, being stuck in traffic kind of vibe, this is true. Also, I don't want to find parking. Parking is always such a pain. Yeah. Maybe I will, though. Let's see. I have, like, a coffee shop that I've had saved for a while. That's, like, right next to the beach. I wonder how far that is. Let me see. Maybe I'll go to that, like, Sunday morning or something.
Maybe I'll go to that Sunday morning.
Oh, I can't find it. Oh, look. Nirvana is a band? True. That is very, very, very true. Let me see. How far would it be? I'm not going to say these things out loud. I have a really bad habit of saying them out loud. I will not say it out loud. It's literally not even that far. It really is not that far. Parking is tough off-season. I think parking is always difficult, but I'm not too sure. Like, you'd want to wake up for that. I will, bro. I swear I will. I swear I will, okay? With my luck, I'd go to the beach and suddenly a storm would roll in. Oh, that happens to me all the time. I won't say how far away it is, but it truly is not that far. I feel like I should. Yeah, I'm learning. Okay, I'm gonna go now. I should eat. My tummy is hungry. It's weird because my tummy is hungry, but also, like, I don't even know. My tummy is hungry, but it also hurts. Anyways, I'll see you guys, okay? I miss you all. Thank you for being there for me. I know, like, I've had a rough couple of weeks, but... And I feel really bad because I don't want to show my weak sides to you guys, but thank you for being there with me, and thank you. I felt really, like, alone through this all. It was really difficult. Because, you know, time truly never stops for anybody, and people never stop for anybody either. Like, you know, you're going through the worst thing ever, but nothing will stop for you. And it's like a weird realization of, like, a, oh, I'm truly alone kind of moment. But it feels nice to have you guys, and it really meant a lot when you guys are like, I'm stopping for you. Thank you. That truly was, like, a very touching thing to say. Thank you for stopping for me. I really appreciate it. Life. Thank you for stopping for me, and thank you for being there for me. I really, really appreciate it. I hope I am, like, you guys aren't tired of me, because, you know, it's probably, like, annoying as freak for your VTuber to constantly be, like, sad, and you're like, oh, my Oshi's sad today. Oh my god, I can't wait to see my Oshi! And she's, like, boohoo crying, oh, I have to comfort my Oshi again today, sigh. Like, nobody wants to go through that. I'm not, you guys are, like, my, you guys are not, you guys are not supposed to be that for me, you know what I mean? That's, like, annoying, and I don't want to be like that, so I apologize for all of the mess that's been happening recently. I apologize, seriously. Like I said, I've just been going through a really bad, just a really bad thing of bad luck. Like, it's literally one after another after another after another another, quite literally just nonstop. I'm doing my best, honestly. I truly am. It has beaten me down, but you know what? I literally always bounce back, so it's okay. But thank you for being there for me. Seriously, it means the world to me that you guys have stood with me and have been patient with me through it all. Right, it's the underscore cat. Yeah, right, she agrees. Thank you for sticking with me through it all. I know it's such a pain in the butt, especially, like, when I was, like, so depressed on stream, like, every single freaking stream all those months ago. I feel really bad. Like I said, I was just freaking going through it. I was going through it, but I'm okay now. I'm okay, I swear. I'm okay. I would like to think, you know, as horrible, I don't mean it in, like, a bad way, but maybe this is, like, kind of, like, hopefully I'm out of this, like, bout of bad luck, and bad things will stop happening, but, yeah, thank you for being there with me, I really appreciate it. Oh, I'm not gonna cry, you know, Saturday is going to be a fight with my tear ducts, it truly is. Oh, and I have no lactation pod to run to on Saturday. But I'll try not to embarrass myself, okay? I don't want to cry again. I don't want to cry in front of you guys so much. No, like, I'm going to imagine the lactation pods in my head. My happy place. Lactation pod. White noise in the lactation pods. That will bring me back. That's what truly grounds me. But anyways, I'll see you guys later, okay? Good night, everybody. Good night. Have a good day. And I'll see you tomorrow, actually, because there's this game I really want to play. It's called Agree, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know what it is. It's like Agree or Argue or something like that. It's like a rage bait game. I don't know. But it looks fun, and I feel like I would have a fun time playing it. I think my schedule for the rest of the week is I want to play that game tomorrow, and then Saturday is my birthday stream, which I'm starting at 4 p.m., and then I'm going as long as I want. And then on Sunday, we'll do some ASMR. Yippee! I think that's the schedule, and then Monday onwards, I'll have a regular schedule again. Yippee! It's okay. I'm alive, Bachis. I'm alive. Yeah, I'll see you guys later, okay? Bye, everybody. Good night. Now, give me your foreheads. Show me those freaking foreheads. Show them to me. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to wait until all of your foreheads are shown to me. Show me your foreheads. Hi. Show me your foreheads. Show me your foreheads. Oh, my goodness, Bachis. Your foreheads! Now I'm spitting on you. Pachooey! And now I'm taking my hands around your neck and I'm slowly closing in on your neck. I clasp my fingers together. I start squeezing. I'm squeezing.